Hi, come in. Please, take a seat. I'm Dr. Huan. I'm covering for Dr. Johnson while he's on vacation. He should be back next week, so if you wanted to reschedule to see him, that's okay. That's fairly common, so I don't mind. If you're happy, we'll continue. Okay, good. Now, what seems to be the problem? Okay, so... Right, sure. Okay, so just let me summarize. You've been feeling a bit stressed recently, and it's starting to, you think, weigh you down, and you've been having heart palpitations? Okay. No, honestly, it's never a waste of our time to come in, truly. You know, what's the worst that can happen? What you see as wasting our time is that you leave here happy and a bit more relaxed that everything is okay. And that's what we want. That's what we're here to do. So it's no problem. But well, I think the obvious thing to do is I need to have a listen to that heart. Make sure everything's okay. You look a little nervous. That why don't you lie down on the bed? Now, please just bear with me a moment. I only moved up here a couple of days ago. I'm actually not meant to start until Wednesday, but I volunteered for Dr. Johnson. I just need to find my stethoscope. It should be here somewhere, I'm sure. Although, some of my items haven't actually arrived yet. I've got a terrible feeling that my stethoscope was included in those. I'm really sorry, but look, why don't we? How about we do this the old-fashioned way? If it's okay with you, if I put my ear to your chest, I should be able to hear your heart fine. So why don't we try that, and then we just let me have a listen, and I'll let you know if everything's okay. Okay, are you sure? Okay, just breathe in and breathe out and breathe in, that's it, and breathe out. Okay, well, it turns out that because of the colder weather we are currently facing, you seem to be wrapped up quite considerably, and it did actually make it rather difficult to hear. So I'm going to need you to take your top off. Yes. And your bra. It will only be for a moment. We just need to be sure. Okay. See, that's not so bad. It won't be for long, I assure you. Okay, I'm just gonna have another listen, so breathe in and breathe out. And breathe in and breathe out. Okay, very good. Well, to be honest, I could hear the odd heart palpitation, so I don't think it's anything to worry about, but what I would like you to do is remove the rest of your clothes for me. I think it's imperative that I have a closer look and just try out a couple of other things. I've got a theory. I think I know what the problem is, but I just want to be sure. So, would you mind? I didn't think you would. That's it. You can just hand them to me, and I'll put them on the chair. Right. Now, I'm just going to try a couple of things. And I want you to just try and stay focused and relaxed, okay? just going to put one hand gently on your knee. Interesting. Okay. I'm just going to move it and just put my palm flat against your stomach. Yes. Yes, that is exactly what I thought. And this one might seem weird, but I'm just going to put my hand just softly against your face, against your cheek. Yeah, this is exactly what I thought. Well, I can see why you're stressed. Your body is yearning for something. It's letting you know by giving you all these signs. And I think what you are suffering from is lust. The way your body has reacted, the goosebumps all over your skin, those pert nipples standing erect, I could feel your muscles tense up when I put my hand on your stomach. When it was on your knee, you moved your hips ever so slightly, trying to spread your legs for me. And with my hand on your cheek, I could feel you resisting the urge to try and nuzzle against it. You're longing to be touched. Your body needs pleasure. You're almost begging for it. Not audibly, but visibly. You are the textbook definition of lust right now. Even your lips seem slightly more engorged than when you first came in. But the real question is, what are we going to do about it? Now, of course, officially, there is nothing I can actually do about this other than tell you to go home, and you should be able to take care of yourself. You're a grown woman. You should know what to do. However, unofficially, the look in your eyes 10 seconds ago when I told you that has stirred something in me. So, I don't think I can do that. Your body here, laid out in front of me, just so desperate for my touch. I can't ignore that. It's quite frankly the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. And I cannot, I will not ignore that. I don't think I have the willpower. But you need to tell me right now that you want to look me in the eyes. Straight in the eyes. Don't look back down. That's it. Now say, I want you, sir. I need you, sir. Good girl. Oh, your body nearly tensed up when I said that. Oh, that was just delightful to see. Well, I think first we need to get to the root of the problem. So, I'm going to sit on this chair at the end of the bed, just in front of you. You're going to keep those legs spread. You're going to look into my eyes. And you're going to pleasure yourself for me. Isn't that right? Good girl. You do learn fast. Now, show me what you can do. I can see how wet that pussy is from here. Oh, and the way you spread those lips so invitingly. This isn't helping you, is it? You're just getting more and more worked up. You're just going to have to deal with that for a moment. Show me how you please that pussy. That's it. Every time your fingers rub over your clit, your body is just a little spasm, and you tense up. It's really rather perfect. That's it. Was that a moan that escaped your lips? Oh, baby girl, there is no need to hold back. I assure you, these rooms are designed to be very confidential. There's no way anyone can hear what's going on inside. Let it out. Relax. Just let go. And let pleasure take over your body. Just focus on the feelings that your pussy you're giving off right now. Just enjoy it. That wave after wave of pleasure rush through your body. That's it. Yes. Yes, let out those moans. Fuck. You've stopped looking into my eyes. I've seen you. You keep glancing down at my crotch. Is that what you want? Say it. I want your cock, sir. Say it. Say it again. Well, how about I give you a little motivation? You keep going. Keep your eyes on mine. As I take off my jacket. And undo my belt. My pants. And as I pull my cock out, which, quite frankly, is already rather hard. How could it not be with this show in front of me? Oh, you seem a little bit more eager now. I'm sure your moans are a little louder, a little bit higher pitch. You just look incredible. Oh, I see you've... Your other hand has started sliding a finger inside of you. So you like it. A little internal simulation as well. That's not uncommon. Oh, but it is incredibly hot to see. Your eyes now are just screaming for my cock. I think letting you see it was probably a bad choice. I don't think there's anything I can do now but give you what you want. After all, my primary job is to care for you. Should I give you my cock? Say it again. Good girl. But before... Oh, you already look so disappointed. Before I give you my cock, there is no way that I can feel these reactions running through you. I'm going to kneel in front of the bed. You smell fucking delicious. Put your hands by your side. Now, by your side, do as I say. I want to see what happens if I was to lean forward. And maybe just... Baby girl, you taste so good. Oh, and your body is trembling. I'm curious. I wonder how you'll react if I... flick my tongue over your clit. But what about, if I just press it inside of you? The feeling of you grinding your hips against my face like that. But you're not getting any more. No. Because even now, I can see what you really want. You want my cock inside of you. Well, if it makes you feel better, which is very important to me, then I guess that's what we've got to do. But first I will just... Oh, I do love teasing you so much. Just rub the head of my cock against that pussy. Between those lips. Moving from pressing against your clit to just ever so slightly grinding the tip against the entrance to your pussy. Oh, I love how you move your hips to try and take me inside of you. Well, the things I do for my patients. Fuck. Oh, you are so fucking tight. Oh, I can feel you stretching around me. Stretching around every inch of my cock. Oh, fuck. Oh, that's it. Oh, fuck. Let me just stay here for a moment and enjoy looking down over your body. Oh, I can already see your muscles starting to relax. Finally receiving what they want. Don't close your eyes. Look at me. Look into my eyes as I slowly pull out. Thrust back in. Back. Oh, and again. And again. Oh. Yes. Yes. Oh, your pussy feels perfect. So hot, wet, and tight. Oh, fuck, there you go with those hips again. That's it, grind them against me. Why don't you put your legs on my shoulders? Let me lean over you a little. Oh, fuck. Let me really get my cock deep inside that pussy. Good girl. Oh, fuck. Put one hand between your legs. Oh, fuck. And toy with your clip for me. Because I want you to come, baby. Not just yet, but soon. Oh, I want to feel you riding the edge of the orgasm until I say. That's it. Oh, come on. Oh, you look so fucking good. Oh, look at me. Look into my eyes. Oh. Oh, God, I love slamming into this pussy. Hard. And fast. Oh. Feel your pussy. Oh, tightening. Squeezing around my cock. Oh, fuck. Are you gonna come for me, baby? Mm-hmm. Oh, are you gonna give me what I want? Oh, are you gonna give in to those needs, to your desires, to your lust? Oh, fuck. I want you to. I want you to come for me. I want you to come for me with my cock in that pussy. Oh, that's it. Come for me. Oh, come for me right now. That's it. Oh, give in. Release. Take it. That's it. Come on. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes. Come. Oh, come for me. Oh, fuck. Oh, baby. Yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh. Not expecting your pussy to grip me that hard. Holy fuck. Oh shit. Well, there's a washroom in the corner over there. If you go and clean yourself up, I'll write up that you need some time to rest. I think that's for the best. And then you can be on your way home. If this situation should arise again, please don't hesitate to give me a call. I will happily look into the matter personally.